I'm Ben Swan with your Truth in Media Moment, sponsored in part by BenSwan.com. A recently released report by a special reporter on human rights calls upon the United States and other responsible governments to publicly investigate civilian deaths at the hands of unmanned aerial vehicles, also known as drones. The latest report by Ben Emerson examined 30 individual cases in which civilian harm, defined as death, injury, or instances where civilians were put at immediate risk, took place. The cases stem from reports in Afghanistan, Pakistan, Yemen, Somalia, and Gaza. Emerson's work focuses on legal issues surrounding the United States and allies and their decision to bomb sovereign nations in pursuit of terrorists. Specifically, the special reporter questions the legality of a state encroaching on territory of another country with the intent to kill a person. So what can be done? I'll tell you after this. The destruction of constitutional liberties and endless foreign wars. The voice of the people silenced while lawmakers simply enrich themselves and the political class. I'm Ben Swan. It isn't about left versus right. No, the real fight is liberty versus tyranny. At BenSwan.com, we are breaking the left-right paradigm. We know that the American two-party system is broken and that to restore American liberty means to restore your rights as an individual. At BenSwan.com, we cover stories the national media won't touch, from the National Defense Authorization Act to nullification, militarization of police, and crony capitalism. We are not afraid to stand up for the rights of the people. We are the face of new media. BenSwan.com, where humanity is greater than politics. A United Nations special report on drone strikes is calling for states involved in at least 30 strikes to publicly investigate and explain them. The special reporter also recommends that the states whose territories were under attack to provide as much information as possible. Ben Emerson's final recommendation is for the Human Rights Council to establish a panel of experts to examine the legal issues raised by drones and targeted killings. The report states that the governments who initiated the attacks are now legally obligated to explain the deaths. And that may be the biggest issue of all here. The fact that not only are sovereign nations being bombed into an oblivion, but the United States feels no reason to explain what they are doing. What is most disappointing is that it's the United Nations asking for explanation instead of the American people who are being forced to pay for a policy that is nothing less than barbaric. For stories that affect your liberty, you can find me online at BenSwan.com, where humanity is greater than politics.
The government's Department of Homeland Security is buying up loads of ammo. At the same time, they're restricting civilians' rights to own and purchase firearms. Can you put two and two together? Infidel Body Armor can stop every round, including hollow points and 308 sniper rounds, is reasonably priced and fully legal. But for how long? Go to InfidelBodyArmor.com, spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L, BodyArmor.com. Infidel Body Armor. Just won't quit.
The IRS is a private corporation, not a government agency. Income tax is collected by voluntary compliance. To learn to unvolunteer or discontinue volunteering into the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com and immediately implement Strategy 1. The process must be repeated each and every time. Paper, letter, envelope, presentment, etc. Always and forever. Failure equates to acceptance, subsequent resultant contract, and you pay or go to jail by your own consent and agreement contract. Avoid recontracting. Visit escapeharassment.com and implement Strategy 1 immediately. Bar lawyers and accountants won't help you. Why wait? Get Strategy 1 and immediately implement it to divorce the IRS today and forever. That's escapeharassment.com, Strategy 1, to be free from the IRS. EscapeHarassment.com.
Developed and made by U.S. Army Special Forces soldiers, Spartan Blades are the professional-grade combat utility knife. The preferred knives of those who go into harm's way, Spartan Blades endeavors to create knives that will last a lifetime and beyond. To find out more, go to SpartanBladesUSA.com. Whether you are a law enforcement professional, outdoorsman, or just appreciate craftsmanship and a cutting tool, Spartan Blades endeavors to make knives that will get the task done. Spartan Blades, knives with intent.
This is Dr. Robert Rowan here to give you an important message regarding stem cell treatment. World-renowned physician, stem cell expert, and friend Dr. David Steinblatt has performed over 8,000 stem cell treatments since 2001. Bone marrow stem cells are completely legal to do here in the USA. The bone marrow stem cell treatment is not only fast, done in less than 2 to 3 hours, but is relatively pain-free and has little to no recovery time. Dr. David Steinblatt and his office are able to help and treat patients who suffer from cerebral palsy, traumatic brain injury, stroke, macular degeneration, arthritis, Parkinson's disease, congestive heart failure, and more. Personally using their services for my knee and seeing great improvement, Dr. David Steinblatt is highly recommended by me. Go to stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 to find out more. Again, stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 today to receive more information.
Shall not be in friend, shall not be in friend, shall not be in
Shall not be infringed. From the nation's Second Amendment watchdog, anti-gunners, get ready for the pain. The misinformation is over because this is the blunt object. From Gun Owners of America, this is Lock and Load with Bill Frady. Bill Frady.
And on a Tuesday, this is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 1-800-313-9443. That is 1-800-313-9443. This portion of the show brought to you by Civil Dispatch. Civil Dispatch is a protocol that you're going to set up on your home computer. It's going to come to your mobile phone, however. And with this, you can set up everything you could possibly imagine going on in your day. But what Civil Dispatch does, it sets them apart from the rest of the crowd. Unbidden, based upon your locale, is it going to tell you about the things you can't possibly plan on, that there's no way to imagine? Terrorist attack, flash flood, earthquake, tornado, it doesn't matter. You're going to get this information. In fact, you're going to be the first to know. With 4 built-in sets of redundancy, there is no way you do not get this information. This is truly peace through preparedness. Check them out at civildispatch.com. Okay. Have you ever thought about what happens? I mean, really thought. Now, some of you preppers out there, you have thought about it in great detail. But I'm going to presume that some of you maybe haven't thought about it. What happens in a moment of civil chaos? What happens when you find yourself in civil chaos? When you're prepping for a worst-case scenario, most survivalists will focus on physical needs like food and medicine and self-defense. And that does make sense. But being fully prepared for a post-disaster world must also include dealing with the human element. After all, it's likely that the Homo sapiens will continue to be the dominant species on the planet, even if a global catastrophe occurs. So, one thing that has to be part of your mindset is how you're going to interact with others after society collapses. Getting out there and thumbing your nose at the rest of humanity is not a practical thing to do. It's not really going to work out that way. Unless you plan to store enough firepower to take on the rest of the planet, which that is an impossibility. Dealing with others can be challenging enough when civilization is functioning. So it will be many times harder when it is not, due to factors like these. Now, these three factors they're going to be, you know, we haven't really ever talked about this, the kind of things that you're going to have to deal with, besides the physical needs, the food, the medical, self-defense. There's going to be a lack of external controls. Mankind will truly find out how moral we really are in this situation. Imagine what would happen in the United States today if every law enforcement officer in the country went on strike for a week. Probably not much in gun-saturated zones. But, you know, for the sake of argument, let's say, you know, whether you lived in Mayberry or Manhattan, depending on where you are, you most likely would see the level of violence skyrocket. What will happen when the forces that maintain law and order disappear entirely? If we go back to something like the feudal system, if you will. Another factor to take into consideration is fear. We usually behave fairly well so long as we expect our days to be relatively predictable. Every day in a situation like this, no food, well, no, not necessarily, no services, no electricity, no societal checks and balances. We're going to be left on our own, and it's going to be a fearful time. I mean, every day, if you fire two rounds, you're going to have to count every round of ammunition you got left. Or start trying to scavenge some, which is going to be even more frightening. Imagine a world that has no ATMs, no 911 service, no hospitals, no food markets, no gas stations. There is no 911 to call. It's going to be a truly day-to-day affair, life is, and people will do anything to feel more secure. They're going to try to suss out this sense of security. You'll see communities spring up because people are going to gravitate towards that. They're going to, and it may just be an evolution of the community you already live in. Think neighborhoods. Tension. One thing I almost never hear any of the survivalists talk, and this is really what would drive a lot of people batty. Imagine a world with no caffeine, no tobacco product, no TV, no air conditioning, no pizza, no soft drinks, sugar, music. Think of a world without Wi-Fi. Then add hunger and cold to the picture. I mean, need I say anything else? With these facts in mind, you're going to have to learn how to win friends and influence people in a world with no rules. And first things first, forget the Rambo strategy. If you're not going to, right now it's free. You can go out there and set up little co-ops with your friends and your neighbors and your people that you train with. And if you're not part of a bonded, coherent group, very likely you're not going to last very long. Because I'm part of one. I know all the people in it. I trust all the people in it. We don't have a patch. We don't have a Facebook page. But we have plans. After, if things go bad, trying to join up with one of them then is going to be a tall glass of water. It's unlikely that you have enough blood relatives to form a team from family members alone, so you're going to need to reach out to others with similar values, goals, and backgrounds. You need to understand what triggers human aggression. Humans act aggressively when they feel threatened or when they sense fear in others. So when dealing with people, try to approach them as equals, not as a predator and never ever as prey. And that's good advice that you can use all the time, whether you're walking up and down the street with all kinds of things going, you know, with nothing is collapsed. You can, if you use that attitude, that's helpful even without society collapsing. Have something to offer. All great religions teach altruism. In the real world, people usually act from self-interest, however. In order to get what you want from them, you must be able to offer something in return. This doesn't have to be anything tangible. Maybe a good story would get them on their right mind or think creatively. You may impress others enough to seem like an asset. True self-sufficiency solo is difficult, if not impossible. even in a world where you're on your own. Take some time to learn some basic people skills now before you really need them. Because that the one common denominator in all of this is going to be that you're still going to have to deal with people. Right now in the chat room, they've just heard the part about, what, no pizza? Magnum, we're going to break in 8 seconds, so please tell Glenn to hang on. We will get to him as soon as we get back. That's right, no pizza. No pizza. No Wi-Fi. That means Facebook falls a shambles. We'll be right back on a Tuesday. This is Lock and Load.
At Griffin Industries, the concept of good is never good enough. Combining extreme fit, function, and appearance, the Griffin Industries weapons and ammo carrying systems have taken the industry standard and turned it upside down. With an organic manufacturing process, Griffin Industries ensures tolerance and quality control with no equal. Flat rate shipping and rapid turnaround gets this superlative product in your hands and on your belt in no time. Visit GriffinIndustries.com. Griffin Industries, the 21st century solution.
Herbal Healer Spring Sale. 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes. COQ10 with hawthorn, glucosamine chondroitin, sea cucumber, colloidal minerals, Superfam and Super Male Plex, colon enhancer, our top selling liquid, Cal Mag Vitamin D, MSM Sulfur Capsules, and Elderberry Power Capsules. We also offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Free memberships and free online newsletters also available at herbalhealer.com. Herbal Healer has been serving the natural medicine industry for 25 years. This is a company you can count on. Visit herbalhealer.com today. Herbalhealer.com. That's herbalhealer.com.
War Sport introduces the LVOA AR. This highly anticipated rifle is the embodiment of the low visibility operation concept. Made and designed in the USA, the LVOA combines mil-spec and specially designed features, bringing a flat shooting, extremely durable AR from concept to reality. To find out more, go to LVOA.us. War Sport, making function and reliability on an extreme level. This is only the beginning.
A suppressed medical breakthrough guarantees anyone total health power with a simple device. That sounds impossible, doesn't it? In fact, it sounds like snake oil. How is it that something so simple could make such a profound change and isn't headline-making news? What if I told you it was? What if I told you in March of 1991 the news was groundbreaking? If you're like most people, you're wondering if this is true. We'll show you why your doctor hasn't told you about this. Go to drbeckprotocol.com or call 928-853-2821.
Keenly aware of the similarity between tactical and competitive training, the Shooter Source fuses the two worlds together. Their product line is based on speed of movement, and the Shooter Source caters to both the three-gun competitor and the tactical operator. The Shooter Source specializes in the cutting-edge tools for any shooter of any discipline. See them on the range or online. Find out how at theshootersource.com. The Shooter Source, one philosophy encompassing all.
From the blunt object.
And welcome back on a Tuesday. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 1-800-313-9443. That is 1-800-313-9443. I think this hour, I've already started this out. I'm working on your head. I want you to think about what you're going to have to think about. Now, in the event that you find yourself in a predicament to where you may have to shoot somebody in self-defense, there's a new acronym out there to consider, WIN, W-I-N, what's important now. And there's a lot of things important in something like that. Now, for police officers, they have to worry about things like liability and reviews. And every time a police officer is involved in something like that, then you need to just count on the fact that that's going to get examined, despite what you see in the press. It's going to get examined very, very carefully. With a civilian, it is different. With a non-police officer, which I'm not saying police officers are not civilians, quite the contrary. So we exist in a world of liability when it comes to stuff like that. However, at that moment of truth, that's something that you don't... Liability is going to have to go out the window at a certain point. If you've ever seen, there's a movie out, it's an older movie, a Russell Crowe movie called Proof of Life, and at the end of the show they have a very realistic firefight. And before they start the firefight, before the shooting starts, Russell Crowe, who's rescued the hostage, is in the hut with the hostage, and one of the unwitting bad guys is walking up on there, and Russell Crowe is doing everything he can to teach the parlance in the military for starting the firefight. In some cases, is called go loud. And he keeps telling this guy to stand by, stand by. And then at the very last moment, when he has no other choice, then he gives the order to go loud. And then, oh, do they go loud? When you're sitting back, if you find yourself in that predicament where you have drawn your weapon, you were hoping they would run away, and they haven't. If they haven't advanced on you yet, or if they begin to advance on you, or even when you pull your weapon, when they're coming in on you, you're going to have to decide then and there to go loud. If you do not, at that point, when you draw your weapon, you are engaged. You can't disengage. You can't say, no, I didn't mean it. You can't say, I was only kidding. At that moment, you are engaged, which is why you never pull out your weapon unless you absolutely have to. At that point, if they don't turn tail and run, now you're going to have to do something you really don't want to do. But what's important then at that point is to stop the threat. And you have to make the conscious decision to stop the threat. Now, if you train the way I do, first thing you're going to have to do is stop indexing the frame of the pistol with your index finger and bring it down to the trigger, which is now a very dangerous time. If they continue coming, then you have to make the conscious decision to squeeze the trigger. And you have to have the presence of mind to understand that you're going to have to do that until the threat stops. Till you have no threat. Now remember, if you've been lucky enough at this point to draw your weapon, you're way ahead of the bell curve. Somebody 21 feet away from you with a knife can stab you in a lot of cases before you get that gun up and aimed. In most cases, it's going to happen very suddenly. It's going to happen really suddenly. You may have to increase space between you and the attacker. Hopefully, like if the attacker grabs you and if you can get them off of you, then you draw your weapon, then maybe he runs. But what's important at any given moment in an engagement beyond the liability is what's going on right then and there. You can't sit there and say to yourself, well, here comes a lot of bad stuff. That can't even be part of your mindset. You've got, you know, it's got to be exhale, squeeze. And that's going to be hard enough to do in and of itself. But what's important at any moment when you are having to deal in a self-defense situation is the defense. This is why, you know, I know that right now Texas Law Shield, for example, is not in every state. But if in the states in which they are, for the good people of those states, for Pennsylvania, Oklahoma, Florida, Colorado, and Texas, if you're carrying a gun and you're not a member, I don't understand why. Because once you get past what's important at that point in the self-defense scenario, then comes something that you have no idea how to deal with. You're going to be in the legal system. It's like Michelle says, it's a system designed to convict you. And you have to fight back. There, you know, the presumption of innocence, you know, that's just lip service nowadays. So you're going to have to fight back. In a lot of cases, like in Detroit, they're not even charging people. It's so apparent what has happened. But, you know, that's not quite a home invasion versus being out on the street and somebody attacking you on the street. Those are two different situations altogether. Now, equally important, after the self-defense things happen, after you're in shock, after you are projectile vomiting as your body goes through the transitions, as you realize in your mind's eye what you've just done, there's some other things you need to keep in mind. Keep your Fifth Amendment right in mind. Keep silent. Don't say anything. Just say, I want to see a lawyer. I want my lawyer. Remember your Sixth Amendment right to an attorney. Anything you tell them, even you're going to want to help. You're going to say, I didn't want to do it. You know, don't do that. Remember that the law in the area of the use of force is evolving. You have a constitutional right to legal representation, but you're in a field that continues to change on a daily basis. But what's important now, that changes repeatedly in that situation. It evolves from one thing to the next. In one thing, you are going to have to get proactive. If you don't have it in you, don't carry a gun. Drawing a gun with no intention to use it just means he'll take it from you and shoot you with it. And then your gun is used in crime. That's not what you want. This is why training is important. This is why mindset is important. The training aspect will take care of the mindset because it becomes second nature. This is where they do things in the military. They just make you do it till you do it. Until it becomes part of you. I completely forgot about Glenn. Oh, gosh. Is Glenn, we're coming up on the next break, of course. Is Glenn still holding Magnum? This is what happens when you're an egomaniac. We'll be right back on a Tuesday. This is Lock and Load.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steenblok, D.O., and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system. An everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at Stemgevity.com today. That's Stemgevity, Stemgevity.com. Or call now toll-free, 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs Stemgevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.com. www.thepublic.org.
Nice shoot. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yeah, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead. Pull the trigger.
It's time to utilize your Second Amendment right. No better way than at Knob Creek Gun Range. Check out the large variety with over 3,000 guns in stock. Also, reloading supplies, ammunition, and low admission. Only $10 per person per day. $5 for children 12 and under. And 50% off for active duty and retired military with valid ID. If you don't own any firearms, no problem. You can rent one of ours. Knob Creek Gun Range supplies all your shooting needs. Go to KnobCreekRange.com for more information. Range memberships are available. Visit KnobCreekRange.com today.
Salient Arms International. Salient Arms takes your weapons platform and refines the most important functioning features, enhancing your weapon's reliability. An SAI enhanced platform is the epitome of excellence and will dominate competition, self-defense, or combat. Visually striking and engineered to its fullest potential, discover the SAI commitment to excellence. To find out more, go to SalientArmsInternational.com. Salient Arms International. Innovation Cube.
This is not legal advice. This is a public service announcement from TakeFromCaesar.us. Only one statute explains how to tax your paycheck, Tax Code Section 83. In decisions from 1979 to 2011, the courts say Section 83 governs the taxation of all compensation for personal services, but the IRS lies on the stand, claiming to be unfamiliar with Section 83. Only one person can explain what Section 83 means, David Merlin. Visit TakeFromCaesar.us for more information.
Recognizing that America's most valuable resource is in their care, PNW Arms has forever changed the face of weapons science. Relentlessly pursuing research and development, PNW Arms is driven by exactitude. They have applied their collaborative skills, advancing ballistic science to a degree unimagined, both in existing ammunition potential and in creations yet to come. To find out more, go to PNWArms.com. At PNW Arms, their mission is nothing less than to change the face of the shooting industry forever.
A suppressed medical breakthrough guarantees anyone total health power with a simple device. That sounds impossible, doesn't it? In fact, it sounds like snake oil. How is it that something so simple could make such a profound change and isn't headline-making news? What if I told you it was? What if I told you in March of 1991 the news was groundbreaking? If you're like most people, you're wondering if this is true. We'll show you why your doctor hasn't told you about this. Go to drbeckprotocol.com or call 928-853-2821.
I'm afraid of Americans. I'm afraid of the world. I'm afraid I can't help it.
Hey, gun grabbers, do you feel the pain?
I'm afraid of America.
And welcome back. On a Tuesday, this is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 1-800-313-9443. I went off on a rant and completely forgot people were holding. Let's go to the phones. Glenn in Philadelphia, I apologize.
You're done? You sure?
No.
No, you look like it's your show or something, you know?
Oh.
Yeah. No phone, no lights, no motor cars, not a single luxury like Robinson Crusoe, which primitive as can be.
Gilligan's Island, all over again. But we don't have a professor.
Well, which makes the first question, Marianne or Ginger? And then the second question, why do I look so much more like the skipper than the professor?
But anyway, that'll change. That'll change. Give it time. It'll change.
What I'm hearing a lot these days is supposedly like these, this proclamation by, well, supposedly the government says that, like their studies say that within the, you know, the first few days, local control gets taken over by like street gangs and or militias, you know, or people, groups, you know, banding together. And then like within 2 weeks without electricity, you're down to the zombie cannibalism scenario. So I'm going to need my firearm to keep my neighbors from eating my pets.
Well, that's definitely going to happen in the cities. There's no doubt about that. Now, in the rural areas, I'm not so sure that's going to happen. I mean,
well, that'd be like more like your militia, your you know, people banding together who've got something on the ball, and some resources and some ability to cooperate.
Yeah, and the cities are going to be nightmarish. I mean, I feel bad for anybody living in a big city. If you don't have a plan already and something happens tomorrow, God bless you. I mean, it's going to be bad. But at the same time, I don't outside of the city limits, I think things will be quite different.
Right. You know what I wonder in a scenario like that? This is like a tangential, but like, I wonder how many like vendetta killings get performed. And it's, hey, there's nobody around. I can finally wax that jerk. I know.
Well, like all these... You know, let's say I want to do that. What is the likelihood of the person that I have this vendetta against still being alive when I get to him after I waste enormous amounts of resources to get to him?
Exactly. That's crazy, too. But, so, I guess, the first thing is, I want to be the guy who says, now is not the time to panic. And then, a few hours later, okay, now's the time to panic.
Well, I mean, it's something like that is daunting to consider. It's very daunting to consider. But at the same time, I mean, that this is when the military veteran is going to emerge as a really valuable commodity.
Oh yeah.
I mean, when I was in Europe, which Europe in the 80s was wintertime for about 9 months out of the year. For every month I spent in garrison, I spent about 3 months in the field. I mean, when I left my European assignment, I had been married to my wife for 3.5 years, and when I finally got stateside, it was like we were on our honeymoon. I was gone so much. So,
I think another highly valuable, underestimated group would be the people in their 60s and 70s, all those people that society's starting to think about as unproductive eaters, all who all of a sudden have decades of memories of skill sets and how to do things.
Like how to plant stuff.
Yeah.
And how to get a deer, stuff like that.
How to mend clothing and make do with, people who remember how to take little slivers of soap and melt and make a new bar out of them, like in World War II and stuff, and how to patch tires. Just all kinds of practical stuff that the young people who have, Twitter thumbs don't know about,
The one thing that I see that is probably going to cause widespread revolution and possible cannibalism is the realization there's going to be no pizza.
Yeah. Well, as long as my broadband connection stays up, I'm good.
That'll be gone.
No. Okay. Anyway, I'm just for doing the comic relief thing, though.
There you go. I appreciate that.
Having trouble, we'll have trouble contacting Texas Law Shield. And under those circumstances as well.
I don't know if Texas Law Shield will be there to answer the phone anyway. I think they'll be I think David and Michelle will be breaking out for the high ground.
I think so, too. So. All right, sir. Have a good day. I was just convicting.
There you go. Thank you, sir. I appreciate it. Let's go to Ed in Kentucky. Yes, sir.
Hello, Bill.
How you doing?
How you doing, bro?
I'm just, conjecturing here, theorizing, hypothesizing. And some other things that end in ING.
Well, that's okay. We were trained to think ahead 20 different ways and reevaluate 20 different ways before our next point, breath, and heartbeat.
Right.
Yeah, we can live without the internet, TV, pizza. Those are things that are given under a republic-free society. When your society is free to educate its people, the technologies are shared here in the sovereign nation, shared with the world for mankind's use. I mean, that's on a realistic, idyllic situation. But we're dealing with tyrants, bullies, dictators, people who don't like freedom for some reason. They don't like to see free people. So those are the people, honestly, that are these, how can I say it, one percenters, minions, because that's all they are, is minions. They're little puppets. I want to see how they react when crap hits the fan. Like your senators that are these gun grabbers and anti-constitutionalists, and I want to see them when crap hits the fan. Because, see, if you're not militarily trained, which in the military, which gives us a plus, we were trained when crap hits the fan, what don't you do? You don't panic. You sit back and grab your gear. What's the next step? Contact one of your contacts. Are they okay? Can you meet up? Let's go. Then from point A to point B, you tactfully get there safely without internet or pizza. That's fine. I can eat bugs. I know what bugs to eat. I know what plants to eat. Hey, grasshoppers are great with honey.
See, sometimes I look at the array of gear that I carry with me. For Easter, I had enough stuff in the back of my vehicle to absolutely just be a bad boy.
Just be Bill. Just be bad.
Right. And, you know, when I got there to where I was going, I was about 2 hours away. Whenever I'm 2 hours or more away from the house, when I have a realistic expectation that I can't beat it back there if I have to real quick, I'm going to go loaded for bear to such a degree that a lot of eyebrows get raised. And, you know, somebody asked me about that at my function and everything else, and I was like, well, I hate to tell you this, but let's say you're in a nice, you know, in a nice area, sunning yourself, and all of a sudden a mushroom cloud appears, or you start seeing parachutes in the sky, or whatever, however it might manifest itself. When it begins and you become aware of it, how likely is it going to be that you're going to be able to make it back to where all of your high-speed gear is versus just carrying it with you, maybe covering it with a blanket to keep people from getting nervous if they see it, but, you know, just having it with you.
Now, let me ask you something, Bill. I know you're militarily trained just like I am and stuff, and that's a good thing. And I know your wife and kids are probably prepared, too, as much as you are. Just out of curiosity, because I told a friend of mine this, I said, if you're going to prepare and you got three vehicles, you got three people that are driving
right.
in your family, I said, you should put at least a bug out bag, a basic bug out bag in each vehicle. And I said, firepower, I said, that's up to you. I said, at least you have the basic necessities. If that car goes down, that vehicle, or you get stuck, or you have to feed feet on foot. In other words, make sure you got a blanket, sleeping bag, boots, at least one pair of clean underwear and socks, at least one minimal.
Can you hang on through the break?
Sure.
Because this is a pretty good point you're bringing up, that when most people think of a bug-out bag, they're thinking, fishing line. Well, have you got a body of water around you anywhere near you? No? Well, why do you need a fishing line?
Carry a couple rocks in your pocket like a good soldier does.
Yeah. I mean...
Why do you carry rocks in your pocket? Simple. Pop one in between the cheeks of your gun and your lip.
That makes you salivate.
You're salivating.
Yep.
And that, guess what? That keeps you hydrated. Way before you find any water, you'll keep hydrated.
All right, here we go. Here comes the music. You hang on a minute. We'll be right back on a Tuesday. This is Lock and Load.
Do you own a gun? The attorneys and members of Texas Law Shield see every day how law-abiding citizens can become the victims of an anti-gun culture and a legal system that is designed to produce convictions rather than seek justice. Texas Law Shield is a firearm legal defense program dedicated to protecting legal gun owners. We offer comprehensive criminal and civil coverage with our 24/7 emergency hotline. Texas Law Shield completes your armed self-defense plan. To become a member, visit TexasLawShield.com.
Whew, nice shooting. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yep, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com.
tough tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead. Pull the trigger.
Coming from Blue Force Gear, the same thing they did with weapon slings. Blue Force Gear has revolutionized the Molly Load carriage with the Helium Whisper attachment system. Pouches built with Helium Whisper technology are fully Molly compatible and are lighter, thinner, and more durable than current issue equivalents. Lighter gear enables you to move faster with less bulk, ensuring that you will survive to fight another day. Find ultralight gear with the revolutionary Helium Whisper attachment system at BlueForceGear.com.
I'm Larry Pratt of Gun Owners of America, and I want to invite you to join the Second Amendment movement with Gun Owners of America, the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. Take action by becoming a GOA member today by going to gunowners.org. Gun Owners members receive the GOA newsletter, fact sheets, alerts, certificates, and more. But there's more to joining GOA than just a list of member benefits. The united voice of GOA members has been successful in defeating restrictive legislation designed to disarm our population. GOA has helped get strong constitutional members of Congress like Senator Ted Cruz elected. And with your help, GOA will continue to successfully defend the rights of gun owners in the courts. Participate in our efforts to restore and preserve the nation's right to keep and bear arms. All contributions to our lobbying efforts are used exclusively to support or oppose firearms legislation. Join online at gunowners.org.
Ceramic body armor is rated to stop six hits. But what about the seventh? Unlike ceramic or Kevlar, Infidel body armor is proven to take hit after hit, and it just won't quit. Reasonably priced and designed for the smart civilian prepper, Infidel stops hundreds of hits from small arms to high-powered rifles. That means safety and peace of mind. Buy yours at InfidelBodyArmor.com. Spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L BodyArmor.com. Infidel body armor just won't quit.
A suppressed medical breakthrough guarantees anyone total health power with a simple device. That sounds impossible, doesn't it? In fact, it sounds like snake oil. How is it that something so simple could make such a profound change and isn't headline-making news? What if I told you it was? What if I told you in March of 1991 the news was groundbreaking? If you're like most people, you're wondering if this is true. We'll show you why your doctor hasn't told you about this. Go to drbeckprotocol.com or call 928-853-2821.
Modern patriots and operators choose the industry-leading number one patented piston system from Adams Arms. The Adams Arms rifle is the natural evolution of the original Stoner design. All of its strengths, none of the weaknesses. With a lifetime warranty and made in the USA, this life-coating processed AR-15 is available in numerous configurations only at Adams Arms. To order, visit the website at adamsarms.net. Adams Arms, precision technology for the modern warrior.
Welcome back as we get ready to flip into the next hour on a Tuesday. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 1-800-313-9443. Talking to Ed in Kentucky. Fred, I see you there. I'm going to get to you as fast as I can. Ed, we were talking bug-out bags. Most people think of that as something that you put together and just throw in there, and it's a static thing, though, don't they?
Look, in a bug-out bag, this is very simple. And I'm going to tell you where to go to get most of your quick supplies. Okay, Walmart, CVS, they sell little sewing kits for about $5. You got a complete kit, scissors, needles, everything. I found out from experience from the military, the best thing you can carry, if you need thread, if you need fishing line, the best, number one, all-purpose, and people look at, don't even think about it, dental floss. Strongest crap you could ever buy. Works for everything, fishing line, thread, whatever. It works. Throw a couple tubes of that in your bag. Some heavy-duty fishing hooks, handful of washers. If you want, get you some of those little clean-colored pebbles. Put those in your pocket. Like I said, pop one in your mouth. If there's no water, pop one in your mouth. don't swallow it. Just put it between the, your gum and your lip. You start salivating. That'll keep you hydrated. And a lot of people say, oh, because you keep swallowing. And the more you swallow, the more hydration it gets into your system. Duh.
Now, we can point out that you can do that in the beginning. Pebbles can be your last resort. You can pack some gum.
Yeah, yeah. But see, the thing is, if you like healthy like me, I won't use them because of the aspartame. So
is it going to matter then, though, Ed?
Yeah, I know. But the thing is, you and I were taught the very ground root basic.
Right.
And you can't get no basic than that. And where I learned from the rock situation was from a Green Beret.
Yeah, they didn't even teach that to us in the 80s, and all the Vietnam vets taught us that.
Well, see, I mean, he taught me about the pebbles. He taught me about the dental floss. You know, he said, just take 5, 10, 15 bucks every payday. It just go to the dollar store. It gets you small stuff, socks, underwear, stuff like that. He says it's the simple things that people forget. He goes, people go, ew, when they see a worm. Well, guess what? You're going to go yum when you see a worm because that may be the only thing you eat for a while. You know? So, you know, people have got to be realistic because a lot of these young people are going to, what do they call them, yuppies? they're going to be our biggest problem.
I believe they're referred to now as millennials.
Oh, God, is that what they're calling them now?
Yeah, they're calling them millennials, but don't worry about it. That's going to be what separates the, and I think in a lot of cases it'll be the older men from the boys, but we're going to see. I'm sure we're going to see. Let me jump off of here.
Have a blessed day.
Thank you, Ed. Thanks for the call. Fred in Georgia. Yes, sir.
Morning, Bill.
Morning.
Hey, on the subject of surviving, crises, I'd like to direct everybody to a site on the internet. It's not my site. It's Furfal. That's Ferfal. Furfal.blogspot.com. It's an Argentinian guy that wrote a book on all the things that happened to him that he survived during the Argentinian economic crash, and he has several good points. He has a book as well. It's probably not going to be what we think it is, and we can probably learn a lot by looking at what other people had to go through. So it's a great resource. You know, among other things, he says, stay close with your neighbors. That's actually safer than being alone out on a big plot of land.
Right.
Don't be downtown. Not surprisingly, he says, get a bomb and know how to use it. Anyways, I thought that might be interesting for you and your listeners. And, that's it. One more thing. Just a reminder that knowledge is important, but knowledge isn't power. Action is power. So if you're going to have a firearm, go practice. And get involved with your legislatures so we don't have to go through this kind of crash scenario. I picked up the phone yesterday and called a commissioner in my state, and I was polite. And I told him there was things I liked that he did, and I talked to his secretary, and the guy called me back. So they're not untouchable. Guys get engaged out there.
Yeah, they don't. They only don't call you back if you're in Colorado. Well, those guys got fired, so maybe they call you back even in Colorado now.
Yeah, or maybe, Bill, they won't call you back if they know that they, backstabbed you when they were working on a bill you helped them with. So, anyway, that's it.
Thank you, Fred. I appreciate the call.
All right. Bye.
In 1964, there was a film called Robin and the Seven Hoods, and there's a song in there called Style. And there's a line in there, a lyric. From the tip of his toes to his head, he looks like an unmade bed. Unpreparedness. We recently, I mean, right now, we're in the one-year anniversary of the Boston Marathon bombing. And in Boston, the Boston Police Department was very anxious. And they found an unidentified bag, which they seized and explosively opened. And they found that it actually belonged to the local New England cable news crew there to cover the event. It contained destroyed cables and other supplies for a televised broadcast. We live in the age of terrorism today. No matter what the government tells you, no matter what they tell you, we have a enemy out there. We have an enemy out there that just can't wait to kill us. And they don't have to know us. They don't care if they know us. Their goal is not to get close and personal. Their goal is to kill us. If you're about in one of these places, now, first of all, for some reason, they go to a lot to gun-free zones. So if you're in a city where something might be a terrorist target, most likely you can't carry a gun. Now, there's something to be learned from the special forces community, the operators out there. When they go about, okay, what they carry is designed to fight with in their packs. So what they wear is especially important. They wear a good pair of shoes, or in their case, boots. They wear serious clothing, hardy clothing, okay? If you're a lady, if you are a lady and you work in an office, you may not be able to do that, but you can carry it with you. And this is all, I know this is all like, Bill, this is going to be a tough haul. But on a regular day, this is what I carry. I carry a flashlight. I carry a blade. I carry a trauma kit with tourniquet. I've got a phone. I've got, you know, I'm in the car. So I've got keys to both. I have some cash, a debit card, an ID, and I'm carrying a gun with at least one spare magazine. Read that I didn't say one spare speed loader, because I'm not going to get to be a purist and practice, you know, dead-on marksmanship. I'm going to have to shoot and move. It's very uncomfortable. Very uncomfortable to carry all that stuff. But I carry it because it would be a lot more uncomfortable if I suddenly had a need for it and I didn't have it. Let's go into the next hour. On a Tuesday, this is Lock and Load.